Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow 27, Johannesburg 24, Imlachleni 25. The state has confirmed they are now in possession of conclusive evidence placing one of the accused in the AKA murder case at the King Shaka Airport when the rapper landed in Durban. Today's evidence emerged during a fresh application for bail by two of the accused, Noshira Sudial reports.
In an affidavit, Detective Kumarasan Pillay rubbished the submissions made by Gwabeni and Indamande, saying the facts were dealt with in last year's bail application. He then revealed that footage has now been acquired, showing Forbes arriving and meeting his entourage at the airport. Pillay says as the rapper and his team walk to a vehicle rental office in the vicinity, Gwabeni is clearly visible near them. The investigating officer says Gwabeni is seen on the phone and that they've established that he is speaking to accused number two in the case, Lindani Ndamande. Gwabeni then leaves the airport almost at the same time as Forbes and is next seen driving past the rapper's hotel. A second call is then made to Lindani. Nushera Sudial, Durban Magistrates Court.
Police Minister Senzo Mkhwanazi says although they are saddened by the passing of Professor Sibusiso Bengu, there's a sense of celebration for the dignified life he lived. Bengu passed away on the 30th of December 2024 at the age of 90. Mkhwanazi was speaking at Bengu's memorial service in KwaZulu-Natal.
Even when he speaks to you, he had a tendency of speaking like his whisperer. It was his nature. His life's work stands as a testament to his deep commitment to social transformation, education, and upliftment of the people. Professor Bengu, I believe he was born to leave education.
Kwaito legend Victor Dok Bokopane has died. He was recently discharged from hospital following a health scare at the end of last year. According to a family spokesperson, he was due to return for a second operation next week.
Yeah, Victor Bokopane, Aga Dok Shebeleza, passed on today, running at about 10:30. He was at his home. He was discharged on Monday, and then he was going back next week, Monday. They discharged him to come and have a little break with the family.
And Denmark's Prime Minister called party leaders to a meeting over US President-elect Donald Trump's ambitions to take over Greenland. Trump set off new alarm bells on Tuesday when he refused to rule out military intervention over the Panama Canal and Greenland. Trump first said he wanted to buy Greenland in 2019 during his first term as US President, an offer quickly rejected by Greenland and Denmark. More on jackranfm.com. Click on news. I'm Mule Pirro from myself and the rest of the news team. Have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM. Danny Painter, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10, Jacaranda FM.
Because I didn't know me, but I thought